Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Sick.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat.
Gotta rock the boat.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you wanna change?
I want to tell you.
The future, you're gonna have to trouble the righteous.
A boat
for righteous reasons. Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go over to our media resource, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out, friends, on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, as well as going over to Facebook, which is BradleyDean, again, BradleyDean, double E, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Phone lines will be accessible for the next 1 hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. Next week, we're going to actually be in Arizona doing the stuff, as we say here in the ministry. And we also wanted to let you know that this is the radio station where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And that is true. Now, folks, there's a lot to talk about. We see what's going on in this country. Again, in rest assured, friends, it is contrived. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. We've seen this over and over and over and over again in this country, where the government at length is found to be responsible for sending in provocateurs, as I was bringing up to you yesterday. And, of course, the police commissioner comes forward today and said that there were some people that were here that were not from Baltimore that were actually inciting riots. And, by the way, just so people do understand, because I want to have an equal balance here. I don't want a false balance here in any sense of the word. I want justice to be done, because I know that when wrong is wrong, it needs to be righted. And that's why we have law in this country. But what we're seeing in Baltimore right now is we're seeing riots. And folks, there is a portion of what's going on there. Not the looting, not the stealing, not the destroying, not even the foolish mayor there can be justified. I'm not talking about that. I am talking about what's been going on, where the blacks have been oppressed. They have been the target of police brutality in that city. There's no question about it. And what we're seeing is riot defined. And what is riot defined out to be? It's defined out as the voice of the unheard. They want people to know what's going on in Baltimore because they're sick of being violated. I totally get that. All aboard, all aboard. But folks, what happens when you pull the curtain back just a little bit and you actually find out that it's, again, your government doing it? Now, going back to yesterday's show, we had talked a little bit about what took place during the Civil Rights Movement, how it was J. Edgar Hoover himself, the FBI director. A sick-minded individual, power control, used to control politicians, presidents, name it. He was controlling them because he had dirt on each and every one of them to do just that. Well, he hated Martin Luther King Jr. diabolically. He hated him with a passion, and I heard that directly from the former mayor, Andrew Young, of Atlanta. And I also heard that from Sam Kyle, who was his friend that was standing next to MLK when he was shot dead at that motel on that Faithful Day, I shouldn't say Faithful Day, Fateful, F-A-T-E-F-U-L is what the word is that I'm saying here, that was standing right there. And I talked to Roger Wilkins, who was the head of the DOJ at that particular time, and they all say that the FBI, they just hated his guts, namely J. Edgar Hoover. Well, they found out at length, friends, he was the one that was sending forth the smear campaigns on out on the whole civil rights movement and Martin Luther King Jr. And he hated him with a passion. And we found out at length that he was the one that was sending in provocateurs to stir up those peaceful riots at that particular time. Well, we're beginning to see this again here today, friends, just like in Michigan, just like anywhere else, friends, we might look, just like at the LA riots, all the missing information that the state-controlled media failed to give you. Well, folks, you know what? Let's open that can of worms up just a little bit more today, and we can go back to the state-controlled media again. Matter of fact, about a half hour ago, I was on American Family Radio with Brian Fisher, and he asked me about the state-controlled media. And I said, I'm glad that you're asking me, because people need to understand that there's no truth in these people. And these talking heads are simply saying what they're being told that they have to say, and they need to stick to their talking points, because if they go outside of those talking points, well, guess what? They're going to get in trouble or maybe even fired. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that as well, friends, on the other side of the break. But folks, let me go over, let's do things backwards here, and from the way that I usually do things. And we'll talk about Sons of Liberty Media and the content at the end of the show. Because what I want to do is I want you to recollect what the Baltimore mayor said. She said she wanted to give those who wish to destroy space to do that. Here's her exact quote. Mayor Rawlings Blake told reporters, "It's a very delicate balancing act, because while we try to make sure, listen carefully, make sure that they were protected from the cars, friends, cars that they themselves were destroying, and the other things that were going on, like the looting, so on and so forth, and beating up white people, so on and so forth, we also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well." Now, later on, now you do remember, friends, I told you she was disconnected. I don't believe she meant to say that. And if she did mean to say it, she didn't mean for you to hear it. Let me say it this way. In her confusion, she blurted out the truth. I believe she probably got caught up in the fact that she was still in some backdoor meeting with all of these that are actually provoking and actually trying to implement state control through the police. So we would call that a police state in Baltimore. But friends, she denied the fact that she ever said that. And I also said, when you look at this mayor, friends, it's almost like she's high on some med, some prescription drug, some psychotropic drug, some like antidepressant, because when she's talking about it, she's kind of like staring off. You've got to watch the video. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Baltimore mayor gave those who wish to destroy space to do that. Now, she did say it. Now, she said it very clearly, as a matter of fact, but now she's trying to deny the fact that she ever said it. Well, maybe that drug wore off. I don't know. And when you look at the particular setting here, friends, it looked like you're looking at like a Farrakhan or something, like the Black National Muslims or something like that, right? All standing behind her, you know, all of his thugs protecting him from the people that he's supposed to be preaching to. Well, that's kind of the setting here with this mayor as well. But what we're going to do, just to kind of give you an oversight as to where we're going to go on this, there's 12 unanswered questions about the Baltimore riots that they don't want us to ask. And friends, I got to lay this out there. You know, was Freddie Gray, was he a plant? Was he a guy that they just used as a fall guy? Did maybe they take him out to stir up the Baltimore riots? I don't know, but you got to ask yourself some real questions, friends, because we see government standing right behind this. And if you know their fingerprint, friends, I'm telling you, it's everywhere in this particular situation. And I didn't say it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to take it in stride. Bradley's going to slow his roll, all right? This is Richard Salent, former president of CBS News. This is what he said. Our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have, okay? News reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. Walter Cronkite, former CBS News anchor. The New York Times is on purpose deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view. Herman Dismore, New York Times. Here's another one for you. We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with the issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Richard Cohen, CBS News. Okay? Now, folks, we know firsthand from Amber Lyon, a former award-winning journalist who worked for CNN, that she wanted the American people to understand how the state-controlled media actually operates, okay? And she got released from CNN for that. And, of course, keep in mind, CNN's ratings are so bad that the president actually resigned his position. MSNBC, their ratings are so bad, friends. And I'm not just saying this. This is true. Their ratings are so bad that they can't go any lower than a snake's belly. That's a fact. Now, going back to Amber Lyon, she said, now this is a news journalist, okay? She said that she was ordered to report fake stories, to delete unfriendly stories adverse to Obama's administration, to construct stories in specific manners while working for the left-wing network, the Communist Network. She said, CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content. Why? Why would they do something like that? And if we go back, friends, we can go back to 1917, and we can actually find what Oscar Calloway rightly said. And what he did is he entered a disturbing statement into the congressional record because they found out that J.P. Morgan, a steel tycoon, that he actually, what he wanted to do, friends, was find out the 25 most influential papers in the country. So what he did is he hired 12 high-ranking news managers to do just that. And what they found, friends, was they only needed to gather 25. This is in 1917. Okay? They only had to gather 25 of them. to control your minds. In other words, control the talking points. Friends, you know how many times I've said on this radio show, if they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers? Through the state-controlled media, have we seen any black-on-white crimes? Have we seen any of this through the state-controlled media? Why not? What's going on? Is these riots, are they being incited by some mysterious group of people from behind them? Why are we not hearing about the gay issues from the perspective of what the homosexuals are really about? Or the atheists and what their perspective is? No, they always high-five the organizations that are being used to upend your sovereignty or to destroy your country, are they not? Yes, they are. Now, going back to this point, the 12 people, the high-ranking managers that were actually hired by J.P. Morgan, they found out that they only had to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. An agreement was reached, the policy of the papers was bought and paid for, and an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was keeping of their policy. So in other words, what they want you to talk about, they want to get you off on their talking points, not on what the facts are and what the real issues are. This is the state-controlled media. And you also need to understand that globally that there are six corporations that own, okay, that own all of these media outsources to continuously give you the same information that they want to give you. That's why ABC, CBS, MSNBC, so on and so forth are all telling you the same things, because they all have the same demonic pimp. And folks, this is the truth. And the reason they don't tell the truth is because you need to understand that there's no truth in them. And if you then want to understand exactly who's doing the reporting and what they believe, well, I can tell you. Because Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, they were two media scholars, and they interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers. They found out 47% of those that anchor the news see nothing wrong with adultery. They're at war with God, friends. They're transgressors. They're giving the finger towards heaven. 76% of those that anchor the news see nothing wrong with homosexuality. They're spitting against heaven. Is what they're doing, friends. They're at war with God and His moral law, His government. 90% of those that anchor the news see nothing wrong with aborting a baby. But it's a good thing that their mommy and daddy obeyed God's moral law so that they could be here today, right? And 86% of those that anchor the news never attend church. And for the most part, I totally don't blame them. I really don't. But they do have the same Bible we do, so there's no excuse for them neither. So if they want to talk about the hypocrisy in the church, they can read it and then correct themselves first and foremost before they go around talking about how bad everybody else is, correct? Right? Jesus said to take the mote or the board out of your own eye before you go around correcting others, is what he was saying. So in saying that, this is why the state-controlled media, friends, here, let me do this just to prove my point. I'm telling you what's going on behind the curtain. I'm going over to a state-controlled media outlet right now, a bigger one, and all smiles on the front page, sports, sex, you name it, it's all there. And if there's a talking point where they want to push their propaganda, they'll put the slant on it, but they'll withhold the information that works against them because they don't want you to take the mask off of who they are. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, friends. Trailer debut, Fed no rate hike. It's all good news. It's a big blur to get you to sit back and just say, you know what, everything's okay. When in fact, friends, nothing is okay. And so I'm on a state-controlled media outlet right now, friends. Just all smiles, all sports, sex. Oh, yeah, you really just need to prove my point and go out there right now. Just all smiles. See, folks, this isn't – that's why it's so important you have alternative media, alternative radio. And I want to tell you something, too. The conservatives, for the most part, aren't telling you what needs to be said neither, because they're caught up in the talking points that the state-controlled media threw to them. Now, let's get back over to this point. Now, I was just talking about Baltimore, and that's how I started it up, but I want you to understand who's giving you the rundown to the state-controlled media. But see, what they fail to do is, for example, let's go over to Freddie Gray. He's the reason that Baltimore is destroying itself. And then yesterday what I did is I showed you his criminal record, which shows you that the government is not doing their job. Okay? Gray had a lengthy arrest record with convictions dating back until at least 2007 that we know of. According to the Maryland Department of Justice, justice? You mean injustice? That's right. That's more like it. See, because we know that soft judges produce hardened criminals, and I want to show you how hardened this criminal was. And don't forget, friends, that the correctional bureaucracy in America makes over $64 billion a year. It's a moneymaker. Okay? They need criminals to make money off of slave labor, but in this particular case, they just needed drug dealers. Oh, and folks, don't go out there and say, oh, Bradley, that's just ludicrous. Really? Just hang on a second. Not all of the arrests led to convictions with Mr. Gray. In many of these cases, he pleaded guilty to one charge while the others were dropped. Details of when he spent time in prison were not immediately available. His arrest record includes at least 18 arrests. Here, now let me say it this way. You live in a system today that encourages you to break the law three times. Because after the third strike, then you're out, says the government. So what are they doing? They're encouraging, they're actually advocating you to go out there and try the system. But you better not do it more than three times. Now, folks, let me parallel this because this comes to my aid right now. In 1992, there was an individual that was busted drinking while intoxicated 18 times. The judge thought it would be his duty to go ahead and tell that individual that doesn't understand no to drinking and driving to go ahead and move closer to the liquor store. Now, that's funny if you can overlook the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of innocent people that were slaughtered on the street by these criminals that don't understand what no means. And the reason they don't understand what no means is because the government is not there enforcing the laws. And I'm talking about corruption. And again, folks, we got some good judges out there. Don't get me wrong. Now, we have a guy here that Baltimore, Maryland, they're destroying themselves over this guy. His name is Freddie Gray. I'm going to come back and I'm going to highlight his record. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump over to the Baltimore Police Commissioner. And I want you to understand who's behind what's going on in Baltimore. Because I told you so, friends. I told you so. Never let a good crisis go to waste. And they aren't. As a matter of fact, they're advocating it and fighting it.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 1-800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So what I was talking about right before the break was this. I took a breath. About the judge in California who actually busted a guy that was drinking and driving 18 times. He thought it was funny to go ahead and tell this criminal to go ahead and move closer to the liquor store. And then I said, if for those that think it's funny, just forget about the 11,000 people that were slaughtered on the streets by these criminals that don't understand what no means. You know, but the system tells them they're sick and they need help. No, they're not sick. They weren't too sick to get the drink, to order it up. First and foremost, go get the money to buy the drink, and then to take the drink, then to get inebriated, drunk, swazzle-eyed, whatever you want to say, and then put the keys into the ignition, turn the car on, and start driving, jeopardizing everybody's life on the process. That's how sick he was. Now, he ain't sick. He's irresponsible, and that's criminal behavior. You know what happens if you drink and drive in El Salvador, the very first offense, friends? You're executed. Have you ever heard of Maximum John Wood before? John Wood hated crime so much that if you were busted in his community with the smallest, or his county, with the smallest amount of drugs, you would get the maximum sentence. That's why they called him Maximum John Wood. And I want you to understand that God is a maximum God. His very throne is righteousness and judgment. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. Psalm 97. He said, you that love God, hate evil, and love that which is good. See, a judge's love for his country and a mercy from that judge on behalf of his people in his community is to the extent that he drops the law down on those that commit crimes in his community. And that shows you not only how much he loves God, but how much he loves his people and his community as well. They don't tolerate crime. So maximum John Wood, you get busted there, you go to prison for a long time. You get the maximum sentence. Crime is not tolerated. We got another guy here. His name is James Dean. He's a judge in Minnesota here, Cambridge, Minnesota. If you drink and drive in his community or his county, the very first offense, you get the maximum sentence. Had him on the radio. Great guy. Guess where all the partiers don't go, friends? They don't drink and drive in his community. Why? Because they know that that judge scattereth evil, as it tells us in the book of Proverbs. He will not tolerate their crimes whatsoever. But friends, here's America. Isaiah 59. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your lawlessness and your sins have separated you between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear you. Your hands are defiled with blood, the blood of the innocent. Well, you party and you go to your local football games and forget about the innocent in the womb and your fingers with iniquity. You are directly responsible for what you tolerate in your country, America. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth more iniquity. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of lawlessness, and the acts of violence is in their hands. Why? Because all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Our sin is before a just and a holy God. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of lawlessness, iniquity, wasting, and destruction are in their paths. Because the way of peace they know not. Why? Why, Lord? Because there are no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us. Neither does justice overtake us. We wait for the light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. Yet it's happening in front of our eyes 24/7. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We look for judgment, but there's none. For salvation, liberation from sin, but it's far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee. Our sins testify against us, for our transgressions are with us. And as for our iniquities, our lawless deeds, we know them. And in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned backwards and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street and equity cannot enter in. Why? Because the people would have it so. Because the people would have it so. Going back to Freddie Gray. In Maryland's Department of Injustice, and why wouldn't they, friends? They have a governor there that's a total communist. O'Malley. Here we have Freddie Gray's criminal record. March 20th, 2015, possession of a controlled dangerous substance. He's a drug dealer. He's a drug dealer. Oh, and by the way, if you have drug wars, which, by the way, is created as well, if you have drug wars in America, don't blame the government. Blame the people that are buying the drugs, because the people that are buying the drugs are the ones luring the drug dealers and the foreigners to come to America in the first place. You got to take responsibility, friends. It's a law unto ourselves. Folks, March 20, 2015, all the way to July 16, 2007, same crime. Possession of a controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute. He's a drug dealer. Unlawful possession of a controlled dangerous substance. Folks, they need drug dealers. You need to understand that. What would happen, do you suppose, if the Attorney General or the President of the United States got on television and said, if we catch anybody distributing narcotics one more time in this country, we will execute you publicly on television. How far do you think that's going to go? Of course, there's going to be some fool to test the words of those that mean what they say. See, folks, it's needed. It's a moneymaker. It works for everything that corrupt government needs it for. Just ask the CIA. Just ask the FBI. And by the way, friends, just so you understand, I know by firsthand experience, one of my better friends 20 years ago in North Minneapolis, in the hood in Minneapolis, used to get all of his drugs from the FBI. So don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. I know exactly what I'm talking about. It's controlled. Matter of fact, I remember one individual, he was a drug dealer in North Minneapolis as well, and I remember one day he called me up and he said, I just had the police call me and tell me that I was hot. In other words, the feds were watching him, but the local police department called him up and told him, listen, of course it was a private conversation, and told him, listen, I want you to understand that you are hot right now. You're being watched by the feds right now. And the individual said to this drug dealer, next time we have to call you and warn you, you're going to pay for it. Why? Because he was pushing a lot of drugs in North Minneapolis. See, they need that. Just ask any cop that's going to be honest with you, friends. Ask any official in the CIA or the FBI. And by the way, there's good guys in the CIA. There's good guys in the FBI. I'm just talking about the little leaven in the lump that we need to deal with. Again, the foxes that spoil the vine. Let's deal with those foxes so we don't have these issues here. Now, folks, you understand who Freddie Gray is. He's a criminal. He's a drug dealer. We go over to the Baltimore police commissioner to prove my point, and he said just today that riots, violent agitators, not from Baltimore. There's video of this. They're not from Baltimore. Well, where are they from? Who are these provocateurs? Why are they being sent to create riot in the streets, to bring it way beyond what the average citizen really needs to do? Because the more it gets out of hand and out of control, the more government needs to put their iron fist down, right? So let me ask you again, friends, who is this working for? Not that some of it's not legitimate, because of course it is. Police Commissioner Anthony Bates said Sunday, that he believes that very violent agitators who showed up in numbers at an otherwise peaceful protest for Baltimore resident Freddie Gray, who was critically injured in police custody, are not from Baltimore. Huh. I wonder where they came from. And again, really what it comes down to is, who does it work for? Who does it work for? Man, these people, they're just so far out of hand. See, instead of the government coming in and enforcing God's moral law against crime in every sense of the word, they want to come up with new policies that really bring the American people actually into a police state. They want to bring you back into bondage. And that's exactly what they mean to do. Now, for those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, I want you to understand that we are standing back, sitting down, talking about the issues, and actually going forth and dealing with these issues as we multiply and as we allow their cruelties to swell our ranks. Because, friends, the more they do this, the more they're exposed. But people, when they're exposed, you have to deal with them and the issues at hand concerning those that are supposed to represent we the people. Folks, you got to understand that corruption, they promote it in the South and they condemn it in the North, and they do this 24/7. Again, the President of the United States is MIA, and why wouldn't he be? He's probably on some golf course, or he's on vacation again with him and his wife, spending millions of dollars to be entertained on your dime. On your dime. So what do you suppose we should do about what's going on in this country? You know, as a matter of fact, my son today just said, Dad, is anybody out there fishing yet? We live in the land of 10,000 lakes. I looked out and I said, yep, there's one right there. There was a guy out there fishing. One sitting down, fishing for a little fish. Of course, that's what fishing means. But interestingly enough, he was assured that someone else was taking care of the issues at hand because he himself had to entertain himself just a little bit. And for the life of me, friends, I don't understand that. Is there something wrong with fishing? Nope, not at all. Not saying there is. But friends, our freedoms and the future for our posterity to be secured is much more important than us putting a hook in the water hoping to catch a little guppy or a little sunfish or a little bass or a little northern, right? As if that really mattered right now. When we come back, we're going to talk about 12 unanswered questions about the Baltimore riots that they don't want us to ask, so I'm going to propose them to you. I'll lay them to your candor. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. And of course, friends, trying to jam a whole lot of information in the 1 hour in which we are allotted right now. Not that we couldn't have more, but we just want to stay in touch with our listeners on a daily basis across the country and in 53 countries as well, friends. Remember how I was sharing with you how it's been said that, you know, the media, what they'll do is there'll be two parties. One will take the pictures, and the other part of that party, or the second part of that party, well, they'll create the war. And that's exactly what you're, again, seeing here. So there's 12 unanswered questions about the Baltimore riots that they don't want to ask. So what we're going to do is we're going to propose them to you. And if you'd like to see this article, by the way, it's by Michael Snyder on sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's right up on the top right now. Go ahead and check it out. Do. Because he fills it in. He paints. He colors in much more than I'm going to have time to do. My allotted time, we're on our last segment here. Why are dozens of social media accounts that were linked to violence in Ferguson now trying to stir up violence in Baltimore? Number two, who is behind the aggressive social media campaign to organize a purge that would start at the Mondawin Mall at precisely 3 p.m. on Monday afternoon? Folks, they're provocateurs. I'm telling you, we found out that that's what was going on in Ferguson, Missouri. We also found out, friends, that George Soros from Media Matters spent millions of dollars trying to incite riots in Ferguson, which they couldn't get it to that point, friends. Oh, he wasted a lot of money, darn it. But why don't we deal with the George Soroses of the world? See, that's my objective. That's the answer. That's my resolve. to all these issues concerning crime in not only government, but wherever it may be. Number three is, even though authorities had credible intelligence that gangs would specifically target police officers on Monday, why weren't they more prepared? On Tuesday, the captain of the Baltimore police tried to make us believe that they weren't prepared because they were only anticipating a confrontation with high schoolers. Really? Near some quotes in here by the captain. Number four, where were the Baltimore police on Monday afternoon when the riots exploded? During the rioting, CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin said that disappearance of the police for hours this afternoon is something that is going to haunt this city for decades. Boyfriends, if there was riots in the streets, why would the police disappear for hours? You didn't hear this through the state-controlled media, did you, friends? Nope. Why are police officers in Baltimore claiming that they were instructed to stand down during the rioting on Monday afternoon? In other words, a space to destroy, said the mayor. Wow, man. This sounds like they're all like in alliance or something, working together, trying to create this so we can enforce our local police forces to bring in a police state. Well, you know, we can go ahead and give it a try. Let's get a couple exercises. Let's actually create it, and then let's see what we can do. Let's see how strong we really are. Number six, why was the decision made ahead of time to set a curfew on Tuesday night but not on Monday night? Number seven, why were so many police vehicles conveniently parked along the street in areas where the worst violence happened? After the destruction of a number of police vehicles on Saturday night, the Baltimore police had to know that they were prime targets. So why were there even more police vehicles available for rioters to destroy on Monday? And where were the cops that should have been protecting those vehicles? And by the way, friends, just give it a minute. Someone's going to come forth and start telling us and giving us the answers that we all know. But they'll come forward to confirm what we thought in our hearts and believed in our hearts. Some brave soul will come forward and actually tell us exactly what was going on. Number eight, why is an organization funded by George Soros again stirring up emotions against the police in Baltimore? Here he is again, friends. International criminal George Soros spending millions of dollars stirring up and inciting emotions against the police in Baltimore. Why would they do something like that, friends? Government working against itself? Or maybe they want to get out of the way and give it over to a bigger global government. Oh, yeah. Number nine, why is CNN bringing on commentators that are promoting violence in Baltimore? Let me say it again. Why is CNN bringing on commentators that are promoting more violence in Baltimore? They're adding fuel to the fire, wood to the fire. Number 10, why did Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake initially tell reporters that a decision was made on Saturday to give those who wish to destroy space to do just that? I don't believe that she meant to say it. I believe that in her confusion, she said it. And then she tried to redact what she said, but she couldn't because we have it on video. Number 11, why were rioters given hours to cause mayhem before a state of emergency was finally declared on Monday? Maryland Governor Larry Hogan seems to think that Mayor Rawlings Blake waited far too long to declare a state of emergency. See what they're doing, friends? They're playing WWF at its very worst to try to justify one or the other. You know, you got one correcting another official. Well, you shouldn't have done that. Well, you know what, friends? You just might be surprised when you pull the curtain back and you'll find out that they were both a part of the deal. Okay, they just got to put on their little antics for the American people so somebody believes, well, you know, the governor was mad about what the mayor did. Yeah, but we're going to find out, friends, if we haven't already, that the governor knew he had a heads up as to what was coming down in the first place. So why didn't he act? He's got more authority than the little mayor does, so why didn't he do something about it? Oh, you mean the one that's responsible? Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah, you little effeminate sheeps out there just saying, oh, I never thought about that before. You mean we just can't blame somebody and the problems will disappear? No. Number 12, does the fact that the mayor of Baltimore has very close ties to Obama administration have anything to do with how events unfolding during these riots? Of course, there it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. America, 2 + 2 = 4. God said he would destroy that nation that forgot about him. And not in any of these reports have I seen the word of God incited. Not in one report. Not one. And therein lies the answer. And that's the very thing people don't, they want to avoid it. See, because the only argument against the Bible, friends, is an unholy lifestyle. And everybody's guilty. Well, we've all fallen short of the grace of God. Yep. But those that understand the grace of God are being perfected. Because they're looking at Christ. They're not looking at their own failures or their own shortcomings. They're going on and doing what God commanded them to do. But if we did that, then we'd all have to respond. And to the faithful, we are responding.
That's right. And as you can tell, this message is not a message that you're hearing across the boards. Obviously, you're not getting through the state-controlled, you know, media. You're not getting it like you're going to get it here because we're speaking forth the truth. We're showing you the problems that are out there, but we're also stating the answers that are found in Christ. If we go back to the old paths, go back to God's commandments, the Lord's way, we're going to find rest for our souls. That's why we want to go back to the old paths. And we appreciate so much you people who have been supporting our ministry on a continual basis. You sons and daughters of liberty, those who have donated, those who have went to the store and got products. We've had a rush of orders for Sons of Liberty mugs, for Noah Webster's Advice to the Young. If you have not yet went to the store and seen all the different products that we have to offer, please do. There's so many DVDs and new T-shirts. There's books. There's CDs. There's something for everyone on your list, that hard person to reach. Grab them something. Share it with your friends. Grab the DVDs. Do home meetings. There's so many good opportunities for you out there. And speaking of that as well, if you'd like to book Bradley Dean in the up-and-coming months, please do call our office at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. There are so many great opportunities during the summertime and the fall time to be able to do just that. And if you haven't yet become a son or daughter of liberty, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button where you become a son or daughter of liberty. Support the ministry every month on a consistent basis to help us be able to go forth and seek and save that which is lost.
Friends, speaking of those that are actually standing up and doing something about what's going on, did you see the pictures of the black veteran? I believe it was from Vietnam, standing in between the rioters and the police, telling them to knock it off. We have veterans that have already paid the price, standing up again, saying, listen, I've already fought for this country. I've suffered for this country. I've lost life in some cases, limb in this country, for our freedoms, and this isn't what it's about. See, this is the answer to America's dilemma. Show our posterity the price paid for the freedoms in which we have, and they won't tolerate the crime that they're seeing from criminals in government for 1 second. But I want to let you know that there's a lot of good folks in Baltimore, a lot of black, white, yellow, purple, it doesn't matter, standing up saying enough is enough. So don't look at what the state-controlled media is doing and blame everybody for the crimes. Don't blame everybody in Baltimore for the crimes that a few have committed. Don't do it. Okay, and don't get up, and I say this everywhere I go, do not get caught up in this race issue, because it's not an issue of race. It's an issue of law. And what we need to do is deal with the lawless lawfully, and we don't need to wait another day to do that. Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller. store while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.